Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
You know, earlier today, marketing strategist Kyle Sexton was in Ankeny, and he was visiting about 100 small business people. And those were all the folks that were in the room. And they were chamber types there as well. And he was talking about something called How Loud is Losing. The event was made possible through the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the Ankeny Chamber of Commerce, and the Ankeny Young Professionals. Here is that conversation with Kyle Sexton.
Welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here, Kyle.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
So you are a market strategist. What does that mean?
Well, a marketing strategist has a particular approach to how they address the marketing needs of a business. So it's different than a marketing agency. And our marketing agency will provide some strategy consultation, and then they'll also move into have us, this agency, do these things for us. So if the business knows what they are trying to accomplish in their marketing, then maybe they've already got the strategy part covered. If they're looking around their marketplace and they're trying to figure out how they can improve their existing marketing tactics and whether or not they should be doing this XYZ product over here, should we invest more in social media, or should we get out of print or yellow pages, or whatever question they're asking, those tend to lend themselves to a marketing strategist. And a strategist is going to look at where you see the opportunities and where are the pitfalls for that particular business and do some research around that.
So the agency actually creates the stuff. The marketing strategist kind of defines what the market is and where they should be going?
That's exactly right. The agency is going to do the creative, and they're going to do the placement. And they're going to help with the tactics and provide the additional materials, the marketing materials, the graphic design, the sales sheets and the brochures and such. But the marketing strategist is going to give the business owner and the management of that business some direction on how they can direct the agency to better define what they actually want to accomplish.
We're talking with Kyle Sexton, a marketing strategist, and he was in Ankeny earlier today. You know, knowing your consumer and allowing your consumer, your best consumers, to assist you in marketing your product or service, is that also called relationship marketing?
It certainly is, and I find that a lot of businesses chase some squirrels along the line of their business at some point, and they say, oh, maybe we should move in this direction or that direction. And I think if the squirrel was introduced to them by one of their ideal or bread and butter clients, I think that might represent an opportunity. But for the most part, I think that businesses can do a better job of listening to their to the customers that they want more of. And that's different than just marketing to get a warm body through the door. You got to do a little bit of analysis to figure out who are the types of people that are good for your business, and who do they bring with them to your business that's also helping you to grow. If you don't look at that, you're losing some efficiency, and you're needing to spend more of your marketing energy getting more warm bodies through the door when you could be more efficient. And it starts with just knowing, for example, what types of your clients or customers spend more with you or stay longer, because there's three ways to grow your business. You get more clients, you get more dollars per transaction, or you get more transactions. And I work a lot with membership and subscription-based businesses too. And so in that world, we'd look at two different ways. We look at getting more members or subscribers, and we also look at more what the lifetime value is. So we take a hard look at what the lifetime value is of a customer, and that's a combination of more dollars per transaction and more transactions.
Your presentation today was called Loud is Losing. What does that mean?
Well, everyone is racing to the bottom when they're competing on price, and there's so much noise in the marketplace, and that's almost cliche to say now, but the number of messages that consumers are receiving is overwhelming. And many of us, and maybe you've gone through you've had a rough Tuesday afternoon, and that one email from that thing that you just didn't ask for got you on a tear of, I'm going to unsubscribe to all these things in my email box, and all these things that are loud. It's not hard to find where loud is, And in our own business, we've got to look at our own business and go, what are we doing that's exactly the same thing? What are we doing that our members and that our subscribers and our consumers, our favorite clients are unsubscribing to? Why is it that they tell us they want to give us their money, but they don't want to hear what we have to say next? That's where we want to pay attention, because loud businesses are creating this race to a finish line that you might not want to cross. And the risk of being in a race to the bottom and competing with loud is that you might win. And I want to help businesses, especially small and medium-sized businesses, in that where those that have a potential to get to 5 million or more, I want them to create a different race. Get rules to your own game that you can win. Figure out who your ideal customers are and who your bread and butter customers are. And then who are those customers that you have that you maybe should have fired? And because they might be somebody else's A or B client, but let's move them along to somebody else so you can focus on growth. Otherwise, you're going to end up spinning plates for a long time.
One of the other things that you mentioned today, Kyle, was that nobody follows a boring business. Does that mean the business has to be loud, or does it have to be innovative?
I think that speaks more to innovation and being different. And a boring business that's loud is still a boring business. And you want to be real careful about going mass with something that's unremarkable. The whole idea behind being a remarkable business is so that people will remark about you. And today, that's much more scalable than it's ever been because of social media and the way that people want to share remarkable experiences that they've had with in business. And you know, they say that if you have a good experience, one person will tell somebody, and they'll tell one person. If they have a bad experience, they'll tell 10. It's not hard to find some recent examples of where they've told millions of people, and those stories all go viral. And in building a good business, it's really important to take the positive experiences that you have, hope that they tell one person, and then give them the tools to share that positive experience so that one person can tell others.
You also had a conversation with the audience today about net promoter scores and how to figure who should be helping you promote. Talk a little bit about that and how a business might take that on for a project.
That's a great question. The net promoter scores is a science and a methodology that's been developed by Satmetrics. And there's a whole tribe of people who are working to make it better. My interest in promoting Net Promoter Score is so that businesses can create that race to the top, and they can benchmark against each other in a neighborhood or in their same industry. Create that race to the top. Get better. The essence of how Net Promoter Score works is kind of counterintuitive, because if you were to ask people to rate you on a scale of 1 to 10, you would think that if somebody gave you a 7, you're doing pretty well. But the science actually suggests that you're pretty vanilla at 7 or 8, and you're promotable at 9 or 10. And the bad news is if 6 or lower is what's called a detractor. So you want to try to find out what you're doing that's not worthy of promotion. So that's anything lower than an 8. And the Net Promoter Score science is being backed up now by easy-to-use technologies like SurveyMonkey has, and other survey tools online have Net Promoter Score surveys and questionnaires and polls built in as templates that you can use. And it's very simple. It's very simple to implement for any business. And if you discover that it's helpful, the first couple of steps that you take in Net Promoter Score are helpful for your business, then take the next step and get better and better at taking the temperature of your customers so that they can give you the feedback that you're looking for.
One of the things about small business owners anywhere is that they're cramped for time. There's just so many hours in a day, and they're making self-weasel-winding torque inducers, or they're providing a service of some kind. How are they going to find time to do a Net Promoter Score?
Well, this isn't something that takes time or that costs money. This is something that pays back. And so you got to be very careful about how you invest your time. I find that a lot of businesses, I always say to my business friends, don't put off until tomorrow something that you should not be doing ever, period. And, you know, if you've got your to-do list, I think you should also have right next to it your to-don't list. Know those things that are not worthy of your time and expertise. Know the things that you should be delegating to your staff or team. And know the things that you should be outsourcing. And especially know the things that you shouldn't be doing at all.
We're talking with Kyle Sexton. He is out of Salem, Oregon. He was brought into the Des Moines market by our friends at the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the Ankeny Chamber, and the Ankeny Young Professionals. Final question, Kyle. We talked about the race to the bottom as it pertains to price. So many individuals out there follow that advice, you know, cut the price, and then it becomes a commodity, doesn't it? So what does that mean, and how should businesses understand that that could be disastrous?
Yeah, it is disastrous for a lot of businesses that are competing with a commodity mindset when they're actually trying to deliver a service. And service businesses are so different than product businesses. Anytime you're in a product, there is a tendency to compete over price. And if you're selling to a reseller, you're always going to be competing on price. There are other things, though, that businesses are discovering that they can offer that where their consumer market, their B2B market, is actually attracted to a premium product and service. All other things being equal, most consumers choose quality over cheap. And so first, it starts with your own mindset, and how you sell is very closely aligned with how you buy. And because we're ego-driven human beings, we tend to believe that our market is going to buy something in the same way that we buy something, and that's just not the case. So we really need to open our minds, and the race to the bottom is a term that Seth Godin, great curator of great marketing content and a creator of many great brilliant ideas. He's considered a marketing guru. He talks about the race to the bottom as following what everybody else is doing, because that's where the tribe heads. And when you do things a little bit differently, people start to notice. And I got to interact today with audience members who came up to me afterwards and were sharing with me things that they were doing differently, and how validating it was to hear that their instincts, that their suspicions that not everybody should be promoting loud, and everybody wants to be spotlighted, they want to be chosen, they want to be picked. But also, as Seth Godin says, if you can either wait to be picked or you can pick yourself. And I'm particularly inspired by the business people who are picking themselves, who are taking a risk, they're taking a chance to build something that they don't know if people are going to want. They don't know if this is going to work, but they believe somewhere that it is. And that's what the race to the top is all about.
Kyle Sexton, ladies and gentlemen, with a great group of individuals, mostly small businesses this afternoon in Ankeny, courtesy of the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the Ankeny Chamber, and the Ankeny Young Professionals. Safe travels on your way back home, Kyle. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks so much for having me.
That, of course, again, Kyle Sexton. Kyle was in town for a couple of days. Actually, I believe he did a West Des Moines Chamber yesterday, and today he was in Ankeny. If you missed all or part of that particular interview with marketing strategist Kyle Sexton, and if you have anything to do with marketing or advertising for a business, I urge you to find that up on our podcast page and take a listen to it. He is wise beyond his years. Good stuff from Kyle Sexton. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with our friends from Square One, DSM, Mike Caldwell, and Workhound, next on the Business News Hour.
Here we go again. Yeah.